Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm Sister Pucci, Pastor McCarty, the presiding pastor of the ministry, and tonight we're in store for another episode of House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe. Now, not only is DJ Frankie Vibe our resident DJ, but he's also the director of our men's ministry. If you have not had a chance to join the page, look up JHOM Men's Ministry, and you should find the page, and you'll see my face welcoming you to the page. So definitely do that for sure. Also, I wanted to make an announcement, passing of a partner of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, Carol E. Wilson, that we have renamed our Empowerment Award to the Carol E. Wilson Empowerment Award. So look out on your social medias for all that information when the award is getting ready to be presented. Applied for is what I wanted to say. Okay, everybody, I know you're excited to get started and get pumped up for the Lord. I want you guys to remember one thing, that it's nothing wrong with dancing around to the Lord. David used to dance around so much that he danced out of his clothes. So we are supposed to get up and rejoice and party and have a good time. Now, if you can't, like I can't, you can still snap your fingers, tap your toes, and lift some arms and give God some praise. So any way you can do it, do it. Give him the praise. And DJ Frankie Vibe is going to set us off praising the Lord. And here we go.
She's the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him in the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
live and direct from the Maryland area, here under construction. You're listening to the sounds of DJ Frankie Vibe in the House of Inspirations Mix Show. Let's go get it.
Lord, with me. Sometimes I'm tired, but you make me. When I think of your goodness, all you've done, it makes me think. On a Monday, in the middle of the week, I just feel like late in the midnight. You make me wanna dance.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. My name is DJ Frankie Vibe, and it is a privilege and honor to be with you once again for our monthly teaching here on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. We just want to take the time to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as well as the founder of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, Pastor Angela McCarty, also known as Sister Poochie, as well as Associate Pastor Kim Horvath. We want to thank these women for their encouragement and their support, as well as Elder Faye. Thank you, Elder Faye, for your support and encouragement. And my partner in the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, the men's ministry, Brother Lloyd Wharton. Thank you so much, Journey Home Ministry staff, for all that you do and all that you're doing. And this month, we're going to be teaching on praise unto our Father. The last time we were together last month, we were talking about prayer unto our Father. We had talked about why we pray to our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. So now the question is, what do I do next? What do you do after you finish praying unto your Heavenly Father? You have presented your needs and your concerns. So now the question is, what do I do next? You've been praying, believing, trusting, and expecting our Heavenly Father to do something because you've made your need known to our Father. So what do I do now? Now it's time to praise God with a loud voice. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. But why should I praise God, you may ask? You may feel or think that He hasn't done anything that I prayed for. But there are many reasons to praise God. Just the phrase alone, praise God, speaks volumes to any situation that you've made known to your Heavenly Father. The phrase praise God means you've given God all the glory and honor in the situation that you're currently in. You're not taking the credit for what our Heavenly Father has done for you because you prayed the situation to Him. You've given it over to your Heavenly Father. In Psalms 150:6, it says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." When you prayed, you made that need known to Him, even though He knows what you need. And the scripture reference is John 16:23. You've made your need known to your Father, even though He knows your need before you ask of Him. But He wants us to ask. He wants us to tell Him what the need is. And once it's done, you have your trust and confidence and belief in our Heavenly Father that He's going to do it. But once again, after you've prayed, the next step is to praise God. Prayer and praise go together. Folks are praying, but they're not adding to their prayers. After you pray to our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, the next thing you should do is praise God for all that He will do in your life, for all that He's done in your life, and for all that He's doing in your life. Let's look at an example of what God will do after you pray to our Father. If you have your Bibles, and I pray that you do, let's go to the book of Acts in the New Testament, starting with chapter 16 and verse 25. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And it reads, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that all the prisoners had fled. But Paul, crying with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Verse 32 reads, and they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and waited their stripes, and was baptized. He and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoice, believing in God with all his house. Praise God. As we just read, Paul and Silas, they were in prison. They couldn't move their feet because their feet were in stocks or shackles. They prayed unto our Heavenly Father. And after they prayed, they went into a loud praise unto our Heavenly Father. The praise was so loud, the other prisoners in other areas of the prison heard them, so they were pretty loud. I mean, if you're somewhere else in that prison, I mean, a dank, dark prison, and you were able to hear Paul and Silas, they were pretty loud. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, and it was so great that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Our Heavenly Father responded to both prayer and praise with a wonderful result. Now, this is interesting, because you would think that after the shackles were off their feet, everyone would be running out of the prison, you know, rejoicing, you know, probably, you know, thinking, you know, just thanking God, saying, hey, I'm free. And not only that, you know, they might want to, you know, overcome the guards because their strength in numbers, you know, they're probably thinking, hey, you know, the guards are in our way, you know, but we're out of here. You know, we're gone. But as we read in verse 27, the guard awakes from his seat, from his sleep. He sees that the prison doors are open and is ready to take his own life because he's thinking, I failed at my post. I let the prisoners escape because I wasn't awake to make sure things were in order. But Paul cries out. Once again, he cries out in a loud voice, don't harm yourself. We are still here. The guard calls for a life. He springs in trembling, falls down before Paul and Silas, takes them out of the prison cell, and asks, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Prayer and praise not only changes your situation, but it can change the atmosphere around you. They took the focus off themselves and the situation they were in, and they focus on praising God. When you are praising God, you can forget about yourself, and you keep your heart and your mind on Him, our Heavenly Father, He's just been so good to all of us, each and every one of us. God is so good. God is awesome. Thank you, Lord. Recently, Pastor Kim, she had a very bad physical attack on her face. And I came home from work one day, and she was praying in the name of Jesus, and she was laying hands on herself. I joined in. I laid hands on her face. I'm trusting. I'm believing. And praying in Jesus' name. I'm praying alongside with her. As we were praying and she was still in pain, we started to sing and we started to praise God. And as the praises were going up, the blessings were coming down. And I don't know how long we praised God, but I do know this. When we stopped, the pain in her face subsided. And every day, ever since, we continue to praise God because she has not had another attack on her face. Praise God. We must learn to get into praising God for who He is in your life. He is a healer. He is a provider. He is a protector. He is a very present help in a time of trouble. He is our friend. Aren't you happy that you are a friend of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is everything in our lives. Praise God. Another example we see in the Word of God and how He responds to prayer and praise. Go with me. We're going to go to the Old Testament, and we're going to let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And as you're turning, I'm turning along as well. And once again, thank you so much for joining us in this Bible teaching. I pray it is a blessing to you. Once again, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to start with verse 1. And it reads, "And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judea, they came to seek the Lord." Amen. Let's go down to verse 13. And it reads, "And all of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all of Judea, and all inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, it's God's. Praise God. And once again, verse 19 reads, "And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high." A loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so ye shall prosper." And when he consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And then when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were against Judea, and they were smitten. Praise God. Just want to take a little sidebar with the scriptures that we just read. Praise God. I am so glad that we don't have to be appointed to sing, because we are all praisers. Children of the Most High God, we are praisers. But I like what he said to them, which was to praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. Praise God. Now in verse 22, the people get the end result from singing and praising God, because it is the Lord, not the people, that set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which had come against Judah. and they were smitten. Once again, our Heavenly Father gives the result after they praised him. The prayer went up first, praise God. But then the praise came. And then after the praise was the result. Let's go to verse 25. In verse 25 it reads, "And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them that they found among them in abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they had stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, and it was so much." God did more than Jehoshaphat and the people could ask or think. It took them 3 days in the gathering of the spoil, because it was so much. Even if you go back to the book of Acts, when we read from chapter 16, with verses 25 to 34, if you read after verse 34, not only were Paul and Silas set free, but he added to them much more that the jailer wanted to know what must he do to be saved. And not only did he get saved, his whole household got saved and was baptized through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. All this happened from the results of prayer and praise together as one. It didn't happen after just praying unto our Heavenly Father, but it happened after praying and praising our Heavenly Father. Praise God. One last scripture we're going to read in the Word of God. Another example of what prayer and praise can do is in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, starting at verse 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Starting at verse 11. And it reads, "And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also, the Levite, which were the singers, all of them, of Asaph, of Hanan, of Jeduthun, with their sons and with their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood in the east end of the altar, and with them at 120 priests, sounding with trumpets." Praise God. "It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they had lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever, that the men of the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God." Look at verse 13. Just as we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see the same thing. What did they say? They said, "The Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. They said the same thing in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21. And when they did that, the presence of the Lord in the form of a cloud, which filled the house, even the house of the Lord, it brought forth a manifestation of God's glory and power. And that's what happens when you pray and praise the Lord. A manifestation of God's glory happens. In my own life, this happened a few Sundays ago. When the prayers of the saints in the church that I attend, the prayers and then the praise afterwards, it was so powerful and so overwhelming. It put me on my face. Put me on my face. Not on my knees, on my face. I was face down on the floor. And while I was on my face, I was praising God. The manifestation of God's glory being in the house was so powerful. When I was finally able to just get on my knees, I shouted, hallelujah, with a loud voice. I shouted, hallelujah. I don't know how many times, but I just shouted, hallelujah. Hallelujah meaning the highest praise unto the Lord. And then finally, I was just able to stand. So I submit to you, those who are listening, I submit to you, in whatever you're going through in life, continue to pray. Continue to praise God. And you will see results manifested in his time. But he's such a right on time God. And you can best believe that there will be a change happening to you during your prayer and praise to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Praise him. Praise God. Pray unto God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he is worthy to be praised. And Father, right now, I just want to thank you for this time spent with your people, Lord God. Thank you for those who took the time to have an ear to hear what the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is speaking to them right now. Father God, I pray that people will continually pray unto you. And not only will they pray, but they will praise unto you. For you are worthy to be praised. I pray that they will sing the spiritual songs, those spiritual hymns unto you, ministering unto you, Lord, as you minister to us. And Lord God, we are so thankful for who you are. We're thankful for who we belong to. And we belong to you, Lord God. You are our God, and we are your people. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So thankful once again for this time to share this wonderful Bible teaching. If you missed it, it's okay. We will post the archive so that you can listen to on your leisure. You can listen on the go. We do have a phone app on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, a wonderful phone app that you definitely want to download on your phone. I have it in mind. I'm very thankful for